Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and we have open phones for you. Should you wish to join the program, you can take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
Now, you can bring up anything you want. We're going to go actually to your calls and thoughts because somebody called in before we started the show.
Yeah, so I assume they're watching on a video platform?
Yep, actually I asked, and he said it was Twitch, so we're going to get to that here in just a moment. But on the way here tonight, of course, you can bring up anything you want. One of the big news stories, I think Edward Snowden was talking about this recently, is this Pegasus story. So remember Edward Snowden? He was the big leaker from the NSA contractor, former CIA contractor, I believe, as well, who in 2013, now not quite a decade ago, but most of a decade ago, came out and revealed that the NSA had some pretty nasty technological tools to allow them to hack into people's cell phones and laptops and things like that.
He basically confirmed to the world what libertarians had been telling the world the government was doing for the last 20 years.
Yes, he did. And you know what? It's been most of a decade. Those tools, they're better than they've ever been.
Unfortunately so. And I mean, they seem to be better than Pegasus, at least, because on the maps that I saw, the U.S. government didn't seem to be using Pegasus.
So that's what we're going to talk about, is this Pegasus thing, which I had not heard of before basically today. What is it? Who's using it? We'll talk about it, but it could mean, you know, your phone has been violated. If, let's say, you're the target of an investigation by some foreign government agency, for instance, or maybe even a domestic government agency. Now, like you said, there's some sort of list of states that have utilized this company, Pegasus. Is the name of the company Pegasus? Or no, it's NSO, isn't it?
Yes, they are the an Israeli hacking agency, apparently. Mm-hmm. Some. You know, arm of the Israeli government, and they developed this tool, and they're selling it out to dictators and authoritarian regimes.
Yeah, anybody who'll pay the tab.
Sure.
Basically. So we can talk about that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, and 603-283-6160 is the number. Let's go to the phones to Jamal. He's on the line calling from the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Good morning, Jamal. Are you with us? Jamal going once. Jamal going twice. Well, he was there a moment ago. Let's make sure we can hear anything at all. Anyway, we'll check back with him. Maybe there are some technical difficulties. I definitely got him unmuted, so it wasn't me this time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I've definitely been guilty of that myself.
Yeah. It could be our phone system. We'll see. Anyway, here's the story from The Guardian. Human rights activists, journalists, and lawyers across the world have been targeted by authoritarian governments using hacking software sold by the Israeli surveillance company NSO Group, according to an investigation into a massive data leak.
Okay, so they're not an arm of the Israeli government?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
The investigation by The Guardian and 16 other media organizations suggests widespread and continuing abuse of NSO's hacking spyware. Well, I mean, in what way could you possibly not abuse hacking spyware?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's designed to be abused. Using it is abusing it.
Right. Any use of hacking spyware is abusing somebody else's privacy.
Unless you're, you know, doing white hat work and trying to find vulnerabilities for a company to better improve their, you know, security, and they've authorized you to do this. In that particular case, sure, you're not violating anyone's privacy. But that's the only scenario where it would be okay.
Yeah, in the standard intended use for this software, the whole point is to violate people's privacy and find out things you're not supposed to know. The company insists it's only intended for use against criminals and terrorists. But we all know that the governments of the world have a wide definition of what they consider to be criminal.
And terrorist.
Yeah. They consider people to be criminal for doing things like selling Bitcoin, for instance. They consider people to be criminal for smoking marijuana. They consider people to be criminal for driving too fast, you know, allegedly too fast down any old street. So, I mean, there's all kinds of criminal things out there. And so should you have your phone hacked because the government thinks you might be a criminal or that you are a criminal? Because everybody's a criminal in the United States. I think there's a
book. It's unavoidable.
Isn't there a book that some lawyer wrote called Three Felonies a Day?
I've never read it, but I've heard that such a book exists. Yeah. It's either three felonies or five felonies a day.
Who's counting?
Yeah. I mean, one felony a day would be too many. That would suggest that we have too many laws on the books if a person can, you know, commit three felonies every
without
single day.
Without even knowing it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's not like you're intentionally committing felonies. It's just there are so many felonies and there are so many so-called crimes out there that literally everyone is a criminal. It's just that, you know, the question is whether the government gang wants to go after you or not.
Yep.
Because if they want to go after you, they can find something.
And people have the audacity to call this the land of the free.
Oh, do people still do that?
Presumably.
I don't know.
No one in my circle does.
Well, I mean, even outside of your circle, I mean, do actually people do that anymore? Because I know that like there was a time doing this show like more than a decade ago when we might have actually had somebody call in and make some sort of assertion like that. But honestly, I haven't even heard our callers suggest that.
Well, they say it during the national anthem, at least. Mm-hmm. They sing of the states.
True.
Glory during their little prayer.
I think people shut their brains off, though, you know, when they do that sort of stuff.
Well, that's what religion typically does to people.
Yeah. I'll say organized religion, because, I mean, yeah. I'm religious, just not in a particularly organized manner.
Right.
Pegasus is malware that infects iPhones and Android devices to enable operators of the tool to extract messages, photos, and emails, record calls, and secretly activate microphones. Sounds a lot like what the federal government actually had me install on my cell phone recently, although, from what I understand, it may not be able to secretly activate the microphone, but it can do a lot of that other stuff. The leak contains a list of more than 50,000 phone numbers that it is... By the way, for listeners that don't know, the reason I've installed that software is because I'm out on bail conditions that are very, very restrictive after the FBI raided our studios, and not just this studio, but raided your home as well, Aria, back in March. So in case you were wondering why I've got government spyware that I know about on my phone, that's why. So the leak contains a list of more than 50,000 phone numbers that it is believed have been identified as those of people of interest by clients of NSO since 2016. Forbidden Stories, a Paris-based nonprofit media organization, and Amnesty International initially had access to the leaked list and shared access with media partners as part of the Pegasus Project, a reporting consortium. Okay, so Pegasus is the malware, and Pegasus Project is a group of reporters that is focusing on this issue.
Okay.
The presence, that's because, and the reason why this the media is really concerned with this is because journalists are on this list. So,
sure.
You know, they're extra interested in this particular story because they themselves are now the targets of this malware.
Well, this was inevitable once they allowed Julian Assange to be taken into custody for essentially being a member of the press.
And he's still in custody, by the way, still now awaiting an appeal on a decision that was supposed to let him out of jail. The judge in the case in the UK court, which was looking at whether or not to extradite him to the United States, basically faced 100 plus years in prison for so-called spying or whatever, even though he's never been to the United States.
I mean, he was just a journalist who released information to the world like you would expect a journalist to do.
So the judge in that case had said, we're not going to extradite you because this was back in January, actually. They said, we're not going to extradite you, so we're ruling in your favor, but we have to allow. And the reason was the judge said that, or magistrate or whatever the hell they're called in the UK, the robed person in the UK.
The priest.
Right. The high priest decided that the U.S. government's arguments were fine, that under a normal circumstance they would have gone ahead with the extradition, but they didn't believe that the U.S. could keep him from killing himself in a prison cell, and so therefore, because the judge didn't think the U.S. prison system was up to snuff, they denied the extradition. And now the U.S. gets to appeal.
I guess that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But they weren't able to keep Jeffrey Epstein from supposedly killing himself, so it doesn't seem like they'd be able to prevent Assange either.
So that's what basically the judge was saying, well, we don't think that you're going to successfully be able to keep this person in torture for the rest of their lives. He might kill himself.
Which he should be allowed to do anyway. It's his life. If he wants to end it, he has that right.
Therefore, denied extradition. But now, now the U.S. can appeal. So the judge ruled that he has to stay in the jail cell as long as this appeal process takes.
They weren't just gonna, they're just gonna release him. If they're not gonna extradite him, he'll be free?
He will be free.
Wow. Here's to hoping.
After the appeals are exhausted, which God knows how long that's gonna take. 603-283-6160. More about the Pegasus Project, this latest malware. Is it installed on your phone?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Boost our medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and Yes, we confirm the phones are working correctly, so feel free to join us if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether your phone has the Pegasus malware on it that apparently can infect both iPhone and Android devices and enable the operators of the malware to extract your messages, your photos, your emails, record your calls, which I'm impressed with because in a lot of cases you can't even, you know, even with like the Android software, you can't even download a call recording software. I've looked. There was like one version of Android. I think it might have been Android version 9 where you could actually do it, but 10 or 11, you can't record your own calls.
That's frustrating.
Yeah, with that phone. Well, so it is frustrating, but apparently this malware can do it.
People probably don't have Pegasus on their device. However, they almost certainly still have this malware called DIN.
What's that?
It appeared back in like 2015 or so. It created this massive, the largest botnet that the world had ever seen. Millions of infected devices.
What were the bots doing?
I don't recall exactly what. I think they were doing DDoS attacks, which is where they just sort of gang up on this server in order to bring it down.
Right.
And, you know, millions of devices throughout the world. I don't remember the exact number of millions, but it was enough that it was a safe assumption to assume it was on your device and to search for it, but no one ever did.
How is it getting installed?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Right?
That's one of the important questions when it comes to this, is like, how does this stuff get on people's phones in the first place? And they do touch on that in this story. So just to, you know, freshen you up on this, if you're just tuning in, 50,000 phone numbers have been leaked. And presumably that comes from the company that manufactures the software, which is called NSO Group. It's an Israeli surveillance company.
Are those phone numbers searchable?
I don't know if that database is available yet. At this time it has been shared with the media partners that are operating as part of the Pegasus Project, which is described as a reporting consortium here in the Guardian piece about this. The presence of a phone number in the data doesn't reveal whether the device was actually infected with Pegasus or subject to an attempted hack. However, the consortium believes the data is indicative of the potential targets that NSO's government clients identified in advance of possible surveillance attempts. So if your number's on this list, it probably means they're trying to get into your phone if they haven't successfully done so.
It at least means your government is interested in you. And
no doubt.
Interested in invading your privacy.
Forensics, and it may not be your government either. It may be a foreign government.
True.
Any of their clients, presumably, is one of them is interested in you. Forensics analysis of a small number of phones whose numbers appeared on the leaked list also showed that more than half had traces of the Pegasus spyware. The Guardian and its media partners will be revealing the identities of people whose number appeared on the list in the coming days. They include hundreds of business executives, religious figures, academics, NGOs employees, union officials, and government officials, including cabinet ministers, presidents, and prime ministers.
I love that NGO employees ended up, you know, being targeted by this software. It's like, you guys, you kind of deserved this. If anyone deserved it, it's them.
They might have been doing it just for testing purposes, though.
Also true.
The list also contains the numbers of close family members of one country's ruler, suggesting the ruler may have instructed their intelligence agencies to explore the possibility of monitoring their own relatives.
Just look at what people do in the name of power. Can't trust his own friends and family. Can you imagine? And he's okay with that. He doesn't want to eliminate that power apparatus that requires him to not trust his friends and family. He just wants to spy on his friends and family.
He's embracing it completely. Yeah. Whoever he is. The disclosures could be any president, right? The disclosures began Sunday with a revelation that the numbers of more than 180 journalists are listed in the data, including reporters, editors, and executives at the Financial Times, CNN, New York Times, France 24, The Economist, Associated Press, and Reuters. The phone number of a freelance Mexican reporter, Cecilio Pineda Berto, was found in the list, apparently of interest to a Mexican client in the weeks leading up to his murder, when his killers were able to locate him at a car wash. Maybe that's because they had GPS data, thanks to this hacking tool. His phone was never found, so therefore no forensic analysis
Imagine that.
Has been possible to establish whether it was infected. NSO said that even if Pineda's phone had been targeted, it didn't mean data collected from his phone contributed in any way to his death, stressing governments could have discovered his location by other means. He was among
Yes, but why go through the trouble when you have access to his device and can just look at his location?
It was among at least 25 Mexican journalists apparently selected as candidates for surveillance over a two-year period. According to the story, without forensic examination of the devices, it's impossible to say whether the phones were subjected to an attempted or successful hack using Pegasus. NSO has always maintained that it doesn't operate the systems that it sells to vetted government customers and does not have access to the data of the customers of its customers' targets. But don't worry.
Oh, I feel so much safer.
They're vetting them.
Oh,
we're only giving this to certain governments, because some governments are okay, right?
Like the Mexican government that presumably killed this journalist.
Yes. Or maybe it wasn't the Mexican government. Maybe the Mexican government has somebody, you know, inside of it that has access to this tool that's actually working for, you know, a drug cartel or something. Who knows what level of corruption you've got here? But the fact is, whether
you'll find it in every government, by the way, that's not a take on Mexico. That's a take on just government in general. They all have power structures, and they have people who can use those to exploit them for their own benefit.
And they all have quote-unquote enemies. And anybody who is against that government on whatever position is that government's enemy, that administration's enemy, whether it be somebody inside their own political party who's fighting to, you know, be the next nominee for the governor's seat or whatever, or whether it be the other political party or somebody else on the outside that is a perceived threat or quote-unquote criminal. I mean, they can use this software against whoever they want to. As the company admits or claims, they don't even have access to the data of the customers. So their customers are governments.
Yes.
And their customers have data that people that they're targeting. This company says they don't even know who it is. They have no way of accessing that information.
Which may or may not be true.
They may or may not. But either way, they're using that as their sort of, you know, cover your ass move of like, well, we don't know. We're just, hey, we vetted these governments. We said, are you a good, good little government? Here's our vetting process.
Well, a good little government wouldn't ask for this software.
No, of course not. But, you know, they've got whatever their vetting process looks like. I'm sure it's like, okay, you're only going to use this for good reasons, going after real bad criminals, right? Yes, we are. Okay, and you've got a lot of money in your bank account to transfer us to us, right? Yes, we do. Here's the first payment. Okay, check. You're done.
Probably simpler than that. I suspect it says, hey, we need to see some sort of proof that you're a government employee.
Mm. That's a good question. So NSO denied, quote, false claims made about the activities of its clients, but said it would continue to investigate all credible claims of misuse and take appropriate action. It said the list could not be a list of numbers targeted by governments using Pegasus and described the 50,000 figure as exaggerated. The company
But the media has the list of numbers, and they know how to count or how to look at a spreadsheet.
And what's not clear is where the numbers came from. It was leaked, but from whom? How did this leak? You know, what are the circumstances around this leak? We don't know at this point.
Who are the governments that are watching CNN reporters?
The company sells only to military, law enforcement, and intelligence agencies in 40 unnamed countries. They say it rigorously vets its customers' human rights records before allowing them to use its spy tools. What a load. There's no country out there that has a good human rights record. They're all violent psychopaths who are using the threat of violence and actual violence to control people's lives, and this only helps them in that goal. There's more coming up here. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is walking back comments regarding Facebook killing people, the administration slamming Facebook for allowing free speech on the platform. Biden saying the spread of misinformation by roughly a dozen people on Facebook is causing vaccine hesitancy across the country.
Facebook isn't killing people. These 12 people are out there giving misinformation. Anyone listening to it is getting hurt by it. It's killing people. It's bad information. My hope is that Facebook, instead of taking it personally, somehow I'm saying Facebook is killing people, that they would do something about the misinformation.
Attorney General Merrick Garland sharply limited federal prosecutors' ability to obtain records of reporters' contacts when investigating government leaks of sensitive information. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The number of illegal immigrants caught crossing the southern border is topping the 1 million mark this year. Hector Garza with the National Border Patrol Council says the flood of illegal immigrants is taking a toll on the agency's morale.
When you are assigned to do a job to protect the border, and when you're not given the resources to be able to do your job, it brings morale down.
Garza adding members of the Border Patrol feel the federal government doesn't have their backs. NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins, in an interview with the Washington Post live webcast on Monday, says booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine may be necessary in the future, but he's not certain.
The immune response to any vaccination can't be predicted to last for life. It occasionally does, like the measles vaccine is really good at that. But most of them do, over the course of time, lose a little bit of their potency. That's why you have to get a tetanus shot every 10 years. If you stepped on a rusty nail, you'd have to look and see, is it my time?
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the NSO Group. What is that? Well, it's an Israeli company that is selling software to governments, including police departments, including military, and intelligence agencies in 40 unnamed countries.
It's amazing to me that it's not a violation of some law to create hacking software and then sell it to foreign governments. That's bound to qualify as some sort of espionage for another government or something, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's also Israel, so, and chances are there's pretty close ties between the Israeli government and this company.
A lot of these governments out there love the Israeli government for whatever reason, and they protect it, right? So, like, a bunch of the government goons in the United States are all about giving taxpayer dollars to Israel so they can oppress the people in Palestine, apparently.
And create software like this.
Yeah. And you're speculating that it's government-connected, but why wouldn't it be? You know,
it is speculation.
What are the odds that it isn't
government
connected?
I mean, that's exactly it.
The Israelis are sort of known for their intelligence apparatus. Like, as far as governments are concerned out there, the Israeli, you know, government, military, intelligence types are sort of noteworthy. So we can continue with that story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go first to Clamoring. She's on the line in New Hampshire, calling from the North Country. Hello, Clamoring.
Hi there.
So I want to talk tonight, not to abruptly change the topic, but I want to talk tonight about Child Protective Services.
Oh, boy. All right. There's always terrifying news about these people. What's going on?
Well, I wouldn't say there's news, but I just have some thoughts, or the conglomerates that serve that function. And I'm in New Hampshire, so the local state authority is the Division for Children, Youth, and Families, also known as DCYF.
Okay.
And I come from a background as a support for people, men or women, who are coming from situations where they might have been abused. And a lot of times kids are involved, and as anyone who has gone through a divorce can tell you, kids are always in the middle of that, no matter what the best intentions of anyone are, the parents, the state, or anyone. Kids are always in the crossfire.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'm calling today as a recently licensed foster parent, and I'm calling just to express my views on how the state runs child welfare services.
Can it be summarized as badly?
that's an understatement.
Okay.
So one of the foster children that was recently in my care apparently had marks, and so now I am under investigation.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on. You just became, you just became a licensed foster parent?
Yes.
And already they're investigating you?
My first placement, yeah.
So the child came to you with marks on him?
No, he didn't have any marks on him as far as I saw, but apparently somebody reported there were marks. I never saw them.
Mm.
Well, so, he's a child, and children play, and they can be injured in the course of playing.
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Let's talk about what other requirements are for this, because I've never looked into this, have no interest in it whatsoever, but you've got to jump through some hoops in order to be a licensed foster parent. Is one of those requirements that the child must go to a government school?
The child was not in school. He was preschool age.
Okay.
But I can tell you that I spent about 9-10 months getting licensed.
Hmm.
So very, very invasive home studies. I had DCYF in my house. I had background checks. I had, I had to sign releases for all of my medical care providers to release their personal opinions about me to them. And it's really like my intent was just to, because the system, as I understand it, is rife with abuse. And so I thought, well, if I can just provide a safe space for some kiddos until their parents get their stuff together, then, I would like to do that. I have the ability to do that, so I would like to be able to provide that.
Good public service.
Uh-huh?
I said that's a good public service.
I mean, we all pay it forward in whatever way we can, right?
Well, in theory, it's a theoretically good idea, but, now you're in bed with the state. And so as a result of that, they literally have access to your bedroom. They have access to your entire house. They're getting into your business in a way that they have never done. And now you did consent to it, but, man, that can't be an easy thing to go through, especially for, a libertarian-minded person. Do you want to say what they pay for foster parent care? Like, what's this?
There is no profit margin. Like, you don't do this as a job. You do this, just to break even, if you're lucky.
Well, because we know all the horror stories of the foster systems where people will become foster parents and then, lock the kids in cages and feed them the barest of bare minimums to keep them alive so they can spend the rest of the money on crack or whatever. So, certainly there are people who figure out ways to abuse this system. But so how long after you got the license did this kid get delivered? And then how long after the kid got delivered to you did the investigation start?
So let me back you up there, because the kid got delivered before I actually was before the state told me that I was licensed. They were like, "Hey, we have a placement for you," and I was like, "They were like, oh, you have a license, it's just not there yet."
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a huge need for it. There's a huge need for safe spaces for kids.
That's what I was going to suggest, is that the fact that you had a placement before your license had even arrived in the mail suggests that they are overwhelmed. The foster system is overwhelmed.
Quite, yes.
So you got this kid.
Maybe they should stop taking kids from parents that don't lock them in cages and feed them, you know, bread every day.
So you get this preschool age child, presumably, and how is it that the, you know, alleged marks came on it? It's not going to a school. Like, how did the marks get discovered? Can you tell us more about this?
I have no idea, because so the child, who was a 5-year-old, is autistic.
Okay.
And so he walked around on his tippy toes, kind of flapping his arms. But he took a shower the night before he was removed from my care, or I requested they be removed from my care, mm-hmm. just to be specific. He wasn't, like, forcefully removed. But, you know, I stood in the doorway and I coached him through, you know, you need to put soap on your hands and you need to wash this part and you need to wash that part, et cetera, et cetera. And he didn't have a mark on him. So I was very, very, very shocked to hear there were any marks on him.
Okay, so I'm still a little confused. At what point did you find this out? Was it after you gave up the child back to the system that they looked at him and said, oh, he's got a mark on him? Or did the allegation come in at some point and then you gave the child up?
No, it was the next day. After I gave the children, there was a sibling pair. So I asked the state to remove them from my care because they were younger than I really could take care of.
I see.
So they removed them, and then the next day, that's when the allegations turned out. And then I just had the home interview. So DCYF and the local police showed up in my driveway this morning.
Oh, I'm sure that was fun.
Yeah, it was great. I was so excited. I was so excited.
Did you record the interview?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not, but yeah.
Why not?
I didn't think about it.
Okay.
Always record yourself interacting with cops.
Yeah, I just want to give people the suggestion here. If a cop shows up at your house and you feel like you should talk to them for some reason, which is generally a bad plan, the very least you might want to consider getting it on the record because, you know, you can't trust what they're going to say about you later on. But if you had more to share with the story, it sounds like it's developing into something kind of scary. Thank you, Clamoring. You want?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It is time. If you haven't taken the time yet, you can. It's just like 5 minutes of your life to watch a real short introductory video about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And they got that for you over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started there at the top of the page. Once again, that is Bitcoin.com. If you're brand new to crypto, it's a great place to go and learn the basics. If you're not new and you want to get the latest news headlines, you can do that. All you have to do is head over to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we've got Clamoring. She's on the line with us, telling us the first and already awful story of her involvement with the foster care system here in New Hampshire, which I'm sure is bad, if not worse, in a lot of places. And you had just gotten started. You've gotten your first delivery of foster charges or kids or whatever they're called in the system. You, within a couple nights, decided to send them back because they were just too young, essentially, for you to take care of?
Yeah, they were much younger than I had told DCYF that I wanted to take.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of guilted me into it, saying, if you don't take them, then we're going to have to split up this sibling group. So,
did they end up doing that?
No, I took them together.
But now they're not with you, so presumably they did split them up. You wouldn't know.
They found another family to take them both.
Well, that's
so
good.
They are brother and sister together. So
okay, but then was it the other family that said, hey, there's a mark on this kid and now you're being investigated?
They don't tell me who reported it.
Mm-hmm. And so what is it like? I mean, you said a cop came over to your house as well as one of these DCYF agents and decided to start asking you questions. What were the marks? Did you get to see photographs, or did they describe them to you at all, or did they just say?
they did describe them to me, and from what they described, and even by their own admission, they sounded like bug bites.
Hmm.
But, you know, I'm glad that someone is taking marks on children seriously. If there's marks on a child in foster care, I'm glad someone's looking into it.
Sure, but what could a human being have, what could an adult do to a child that would resemble a bug bite?
Yeah, they were saying there was like a little mark between the shoulder blades. It was like a little circle with a like a, you know, a pinpoint in the middle.
And, a verbatim description of a bug bite.
Yeah.
Well, they think you locked him in a room with a bunch of wasps or something?
No, they were not actually accusatory, but they definitely were like, we have to just ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say apologetic, but very neutral, I guess. But
well, yeah, I mean, they're not going to come in there and accuse you because, well, that's not a good way to get somebody to answer questions, right? So they have to play it, you know, slow, take it easy, and then maybe they'll, maybe somebody will admit to a thing that they're looking for them to admit to. I mean,
what a waste of tax money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a waste of human reasoning. Bureaucrats, man, we have to investigate every report. Okay, I understand that way you don't miss any. But you could look at this here and, from what you described, immediately see that it's a bug bite and that there's nothing to investigate. That's very different from finding a bump on the child's head or something like that.
Well, and I could understand if they were, like, covered in them. If, you know, from head to toe, they were bitten all over the place, like suggesting that they were, as you suggested, locked in a room with, you know, mosquitoes or kept outside and not being allowed to come back in. I mean, you live in the North Country. I'm sure there's no shortage of mosquitoes around your house. I've been to it before. You're kind of in the woods, so of course there's going to be mosquitoes around there. But if it's just a couple of mosquito bites, I mean, I was out walking the dog the other day. Yeah, well, if I was out walking the dog the other day for, I don't know, 40 minutes or something like that, and I came back with at least five of them.
Well, and it's funny that you should mention that too, because I had asked the main DCYF investigator where she was from. I was like, are you coming from Manchester? Are you coming from Concord? Like, where are you coming from? And she would not tell me. And I was like, well, it's a little different up here, you know. She was like, I represent the whole state of New Hampshire. I'm like, oh, all right. Fine, I get your point.
So, to your knowledge, you haven't been cut off. There's been no punishment or anything dealt out to you. They're just investigating at this point.
Well, they are investigating, but I can only assume. Nobody's told me this outright, but I just know from working other angles of the system that I won't be allowed another placement until this investigation is concluded.
Gotcha.
And investigations can take a month or two. Mm. And, you know, typically my involvement has been as a support to parents. And they're like, DCYF won't call me back. They won't call me back. They won't call me back. And I'm leaving messages. And
well, I wish you the best, Clamoring. And thanks for the call. Thanks for telling the story tonight. I mean, look, you know, people get involved in the state. And I understand she did it for what she considers to be the right reasons, right? She wants to help kids.
That's, sure.
There's nothing wrong with that. But unfortunately, the way you do it in this particular case is by working for the government. And that means you're going to be subjected to whatever kind of scrutiny that they want to subject you to. That's no fun.
You can't do the foster care thing, I don't think, without subjecting yourself to the whims of the government.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
because they're the only ones who have the authority to actually forcibly remove children from their parents.
Yep.
So if you want to help foster kids, that's the only game in town.
That sucks. Let's continue here. We got Ridley on the line. He's also in New Hampshire. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's just amazing to me how the best activists in the world here in New Hampshire, even they don't get video of their interactions with bureaucrats,
yeah,
and they should.
Yeah. As Ari was saying during the break, you know, it's not like they just broke in your window or anything like that and you're caught with it with no clothes on, like what happened here, you know, when we were raided on March 16th at the studio. If it's just some bureaucrats coming up knocking on your door, you got plenty of time to get that phone out and hit the record button And as I said, if they ever catch me even off guard, if it's like on the street or something like that, and they say a thing to me, I'll even just say, hey, hold on. And then pull out my phone, start recording, and say, all right, what did you say? And then have them say whatever it was they said initially again so I get video of it.
Bureaucrats and police always behave better when they're being videotaped.
Most of the time.
Unless they become hostile and agitated because they're being videotaped. But at least here in Keene, they're accustomed to it.
Yeah.
So I have better news, and this is a little bit Ridley-centric. I hope I may be forgiven for that. But I've just had the best Liberty Day that I have had since 2019.
Wow. Okay.
And some of it does affect you, and you're going to like it. So I'm going to start with an escalating mode from the least important to the most important thing that happened. So first thing that happened today was I got a bunch of answers to a question. I need more talk radio shows I can call into. They're hard to find by Google. I got a big list from a bunch of different people.
Nice.
Several different people. And now that's going to allow me to expand my ability to talk about what you guys are doing. And
cool.
What
thanks for that.
Activists in New Hampshire are doing.
That's some of your activism you've been doing for years, is just calling, making a regular habit. I don't know how many times a week you do it. I'm betting it's several, of calling multiple talk shows across New Hampshire, like local call-in shows, which a lot of times they don't have anybody on the line. There's nobody there to talk to them. I mean, we've only got you on the line, Ridley. It's not like we've got a bunch of calls waiting, and we're a national show. Think about how, you know, sometimes a local show would be completely wide open to get into. So you've been doing this for a long time, and now you've got more targets, so very good.
So the other thing that happened today that was really awesome, or more awesome than that anyway, was that I received a, I'm trying to remember what the middle one was. I'm going to get back to you on that. The most exciting thing was that I got in contact with Mr. Bitcoin.
Love it. Mr. Bitcoin, the new mascot, basically. He looks like a giant Bitcoin. You can see his photo at social.freetalklive.com. I posted it on my profile when Mr. Bitcoin came to visit, I don't know, 2 days ago or something like that. And it's an amazing-looking, high-quality, like, sports-level mascot outfit with a huge, you know, orange-colored Bitcoin with, you know, anthropomorphized with eyes on it, a smiley face, and a hat that says government money sucks, and it's fantastic. And Mr. Bitcoin and you spoke on the phone today. Hang on. Dave Ridley is with us here. He is the guy from Ridley Report over at RidleyReport.com. Great activist up here in New Hampshire. And I shared with him his concern that people need to get in the habit, not just in New Hampshire, but everywhere, of recording not just police, but any interaction.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.